It's McCurley in the morning on a Thursday morning. And of course, I have somebody here with me that obviously makes McCurley in the morning look better. That is Leah Allen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. We want to talk about an event that's coming up on August 1st. But first, I want everybody to kind of familiarize themselves with Leah Allen. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Leah Allen. I'm from Helena and Pelham. I have one son and a husband who we reside in Alpine. My son goes to Indian Valley here in Sylacauga. And even though I'm from Helena and Pelham, I've worked the farm and he's got me out on the tractor. But I am the director for the ARC. I've worked at AIDB in the past and done marketing for Alabama Power and Smithfield Meats. And those two worlds, working at AIDB and marketing, kind of collided into the position that I'm at now. So I enjoy working with adults with disabilities. They are so much fun to be around. There's never a boring day, ever.
No, there's not. I actually had the opportunity to do some work like that many, many years ago at what was called Chihal Mental Health Center. And of course, it's very rewarding, but you could not do what you do without the staff you have. And I want you to touch on them just a little bit.
We have some incredible staff members, some that have been there for over 20 years. And we have some that are part-time, some that are an old teacher, a transition coach from Sylacauga City Schools, Ms. Potts. And also we have even individuals that work for me that have some disabilities for family members that have disabilities, so they understand and know what it's like to work with those with disabilities. But we wouldn't be where we are today without this community. I will say that I have to throw that in there.
Absolutely. Sylacauga, but not only Sylacauga, but the surrounding areas of Oak Grove, Childersburg, Sycamore, whatever, those type of places, they're just, you know, people are just down home and they want to help. Especially with things like this. But before we go to our next segment, I got to say, I just can't see you on a tractor.
I never thought I would, but he's got me riding it, and I'll even wear my pearl earrings.
You know, we play a song here on Hit Kicking Country called My Big Green Tractor. You're familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
He didn't get you by that song, did he?
No, I never would have thought from Helena and Pelham I'd live on a farm.
Well, we are certainly glad and blessed to have you at the ARC. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up on August the 1st, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that Mother Nature just was really not good to us on Sunshine Saturday, and even though we didn't lose money, I don't think, but we're going to talk about how you can help, because let me tell you something, when Leah tells you what this is and what's going to happen, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. I guarantee you. We'll be back more with Leah Allen here in just a moment. Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3, McCurley in the morning. Leah Allen from the ARC here. She's the executive director of the ARC. And we're going to talk about an event that's coming up on August 1st. But the place that we're having this, it's a neat place.
It is. Sylacauga doesn't have very many small, unique places that you can have events. And Miss Becky Bolton and her husband have the corner spot here in town. And she has been a big supporter of ours and just a huge, huge influence in the community. And she reached out to us and said, look, I know Sunshine Saturday, the weather, it was very rainy. We didn't lose money, but we want to make what we at least made last year to kind of offset our budget and everything. And so she came up to us and she was like, look, I'm willing to try to work with y'all to offer the corner spot to y'all for a fundraiser, whatever you need. And I let our board know that. And our board, you know, came up with a wonderful event, and I'm implementing what is thrown in my direction. And that's anytime the board says jump, I'll say how high y'all need me to. But I try to come up with as much stuff as I can, but I'll admit it. There's a lot of board members, and those are community members from Childersburg, from Sylacauga, from Sycamore. Like you said, I cannot do what I do without the help of my staff and board members.
Right. And of course, when you're trying to create or to generate a fundraising thing, you know, people in small communities, they get hit so much with school things, with, you know, the golf tournaments, the thing, any kind of fundraising. Don't get me wrong, fundraisers, we need them. And they have to happen for us to carry on parts of life. But it's hard creating ideas for fundraisers. I mean, everybody wants to do a golf tournament. Everybody wants to, you know, have a raffle or whatever. But this idea that someone came up with, whether it was yourself or your board member or whatever, is going to be held. And we're going to tell you about that here in just a minute. But it's going to be held over here at the Corner Spot. And I got to tell you, when we had the chamber breakfast last week, one of the members that was there talked about how Becky Bolton and Lynn stepped up and took an old building that was just, you know, sitting basically, and has turned it into something for things like what you and I are going to talk about in a moment, but they've also turned it into something that we can be proud of here.
Right. I several times we went back and forth on a date, and it stays booked up. I know that she does a phenomenal job.
Yep.
So I'm very proud to throw her out there and say, look, you know, y'all utilize the Corner Spot because it is a wonderful spot to have an event. So thank you, Miss Bolton, for allowing us and working with us. We just really appreciate it, and I know our guys appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Well, we've made you wait a little too long, kind of tease you a little bit, but we're going to tell you what this event is and how we're going to have fun with it when we come back on McCurley in the Morning here right after more Hit Kicking Country. It's McCurley in the Morning on a Thursday morning. I have Leah Allen here. She's the executive director. I'll get it right here in a minute. She's the executive director of the ARC here in South Tioga County here in Sylacauga. And, of course, I want to ask her, can you comment on was it one of your board members that came up with this idea?
They did. They came up with the idea. You know, we usually tend to have the same fundraisers every year. And so, I've told our guys, I'm like, I can't go back to the same people and ask for money because I'm good at asking for money to my husband, but not to the community. I don't want to keep going to the same people and asking for money.
Well, the question is, does he give it to you?
He does.
Well, that says you're a good asker.
He is generous. But we laugh because he teases me all the time. But I will say that that the board came up with a fantastic idea, and it is called the Barbecue Bailout, and it will be August 1st from 4 to 8 at the Corner Spot, and essentially from now until July 25th, we are selling barbecue plates online on our website, yourarc.org, yourarc.org. And you can buy as many barbecue plates to go. We'll have some tables there for you to eat. And we have offered every single Sylacauga political candidate that's running for council and for mayor an opportunity to be a, air quote, jailbird. They're going to be calling people to try to make bail of $500. And all the proceeds go to the ARC. And then here's the kicker. You can pay $20 to keep one candidate in, or
that'll get you more than $500 right there.
And
we got a few that'll stay there for a while.
And that candidate has to make up that $20 to try to get bail.
And when you say make up, what do you mean?
So say you're a candidate and I paid $20, you'd have to pay that $20 to get back to where you were.
Ooh.
So you gotta, it's a deduction from your bail.
Wow.
So you you're trying to get to 500. Some people, heck, might even be in the negative.
Oh yeah.
Start.
Absolutely. Some people might be in the negative when the day is over with. What about if you're running for the county line like I am?
Well, you know, we're just offering it to everybody to come. And, you know, I got asked, you know, what if nobody bails anybody out? Hey, we just want the participation. I know that those that are running for council and for mayor have plenty of friends. And it's a way that where I'm not just always asking the same people for a donation. And again, this goes to such a great cause.
Absolutely.
Our guys are fantastic and we're getting them more out in the community. A lot of them are volunteering at places. So,
well, I want to ask you a couple of other things. We're going to recap everything here in just a moment with Leah. I don't want to keep her here all morning. So we'll be back with her here in just a minute. And we'll tell you about everything for barbecue for bail, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that more here in a minute. Leah Allen, the executive director of the ARC here, is in studio with me, and we've been talking about barbecue for bailout, or barbecue for bail. You're going to have the opportunity to bail out some candidates for the mayoral race and the city council races here in Sylacauga. And, of course, this is going to be on August the 1st over here at the corner spot right across the road from our studio here. And what time again?
It is from 4 to 8. You can pick up your barbecue. Just pre-order it by July 25th online. And again, that's at yourarc.org, yourarc.org. And from there, we'll have your name listed. We'll have the barbecue plate. It's barbecue, coleslaw, beans, and a cookie.
Wow. And can I ask how much the... A lot of people might want to know how much the plates will be.
They are $12. Okay. And all of that is coming to the ARC. We're a center, and I should have said this earlier, we're a center that helps adults with disabilities. And we are a day facility. They come to us, and we have all different kinds of adults, some that are higher functioning. We actually had one today that went to try for her driver's license. I don't know if she got it or not yet. But and then we have some that are just working on fine motor skills. So this event is something that kind of made up for Sunshine Saturday, that a little bit of a loss that we didn't get this year. So I'm excited about it. It's something new and something fun. And I think it's going to be a lot of laughs.
Oh, yeah. I can think right offhand, you know, a lot of people in town ask me, they say, what do you think about the political candidates coming up? What do you, listen, I went to school with some, I live around some, I work for some, but I will say this, I try to stay out of my opinion of all of them because we all know what opinions are, and that's okay. But I will tell you this. This is your opportunity, city, county, friends, foes, relatives. This is your opportunity to come out and not only have a little fun and try to bail somebody out of what we call jail, or you can pay a little money to keep them in jail if you want to and eat some good barbecue. It's right over here across the street at the corner spot on August 1st. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's on a Friday.
Friday, August 1st.
And it's going to be from 4 until 8. You can pre-order your plates one more time. Tell me how to go to get there.
Yourarc.org, yourarc.org. And also one thing I forgot to mention, we are able to pay online to keep those bails coming in or to keep them in there. But again, we're not endorsing any one candidate.
No.
Like this is, they're all We're offering it to everybody that's running. So I did want to throw that out there. We just appreciate everything that the city council and the city as a whole does for us. And this is to highlight them.
Right. And this is another thing I'm going to say. The money that is raised for this is not going to the city council. It's not going to the city. This is going to help your ARC.
Right.
And you got to understand that a lot of companies, a lot of organizations, such as the ARC, usually has one huge fundraiser a year. Well, the ARC is a Sunshine Saturday. And we all know that Mother Nature just did not play along with us very well on Mother's Day weekend. So we're trying to recoup some of the money that we need to get for the ARC. And I just think it's a great idea. And I'm going to mention another idea that I have to Leah when we get off the air. But also, I would like to get you back in here, say, about halfway in between now and the event. And let's kind of talk about how many plates have already been ordered and how much money we're going to have to raise to get some of these people out of jail.
That sounds great. We're looking forward to it. If you know, if you're friends with some of the ones that are running, be sure to tell them that you'll try to bail them out, because you might be getting a phone call that Friday.
Well, and also tell them that they may end up staying in there longer than they want to. But, hey, and when you come back, you think you might bring Chelsea with you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Chelsea's my buddy. But I tell you what, thank you for coming in here today. I know I've taken up a lot of your time. I know you're a busy lady.
Thank you for having me.
Miss Leah Allen, of the executive director of the ARC here. We'll talk more about Barbecue for Bail coming up on August 1st.